I got to tell you, sometimes you just got to be careful of those spooky spiritual Christians that try to manipulate you with their own agendas. Proverbs 18, verse 1, this is what it says. He who isolates himself seeks his own desire. But if you isolate yourself, he who isolates himself, other people don't isolate you, you isolate yourself. And the Bible says he who isolates himself seeks his own desire. It's usually because they've got their own agenda going on without any accountability, without any teachability, and set themselves and they've got their own agenda. And it is not your well-being they have in mind. Let me tell you what they are. I'll put it blunt. They're parasites.
Mind on my money, money on my mind, had to grind for that money, but each and every time seemed fine, kinda sunny, the beach was my demise, selling lime out the trunk of that ride, not really thinking of a purpose through my eyes. My days were numbered, every summer seemed dark in a thunder and bright lightning strikes, yet still I would write these lines, not really knowing if my rights were mine. Man, I was living for now, eyes bruised with the vision of the riches, pockets full of greenery, using my mama's dishes, breaking away the stems and bagging without a scale, knowing that all along this entire thing could fail. Man's got knocked for the same thing I was doing, I had to realize that music's the pursuing. Looked into the sky, closed my eyes and prayed, God will carve my way someday, till then, amen.
And I wonder this morning whether we know our purpose. I wonder today whether we understand what our purpose is, because everybody has purpose. Who can say amen to that? I've met people, you know, in terms of their life, they're just trying to figure out what is, why are they here, what is their purpose.
It wasn't until I realized I couldn't go a day without it, and in this hell I could make a way up out it. I mean, I knew I had a gift with no doubt about it, but with a mind lost and really a soul clouded, twice the ligament tore. So what was in store for me to absorb the pain that it bore? Felt like Athena Shakur hearing the news of her only son losing his life. Without hooping was the same amount of strife. So I began to write and write, and despite the injury I might have a chance on a mic. Began to take flight, creating a bigger buzz, hands shaking and hugs, not knowing if this is what God wanted from up above. Dreams enter my thoughts with music being the salt that I'm looking for. Close my eyes, disguise, trying to look for more. God asked me, what you waiting for? So I replied, amen.
But somewhere in all there, in a little boy, was a somebody dreaming of purpose, thinking what there could be in life, or what could you do with life. It's a funny thing, little boys, when they grow up, what do they want to do? They want to be cowboys. How many, you want to be a rock star? How many of you remember grabbing the hairbrush and singing in the mirror?
Now with the city on my shoulder, state on my back, I'm making a way for this rap. Take me away from the map that the devil handed me. Single-handedly manhandling my insanity under the shade or canopy in my skull. Now picture where it's landing me. I hover the stage like birds over land and sea. The super duper hero of his family, boy wonder of his genre, our father up in the heaven, blessing with confessions, taking my convictions, telling me not to listen, but just pay some attention to that God-given wisdom, and let the energy I emit exit my system, penetrate eardrums and soak into the followers, never mind all of you beggars and you borrowers, taking my purpose to the surface of rap, and show the world where my focus is at, and to the end, amen.
And I've met people who say, well, my purpose in life is to be a failure. Well, even in that, you can be successful. Amen. Think about it.